Defeat Looming, May Delays Vote on Exit from EU, by Stephen Castle. Britain's embattled Prime Minister Theresa May on Monday postponed a critical parliamentary vote on her proposal for Britain's departure from the European Union, a humiliating retreat that left the country's economic and political future uncertain and revealed her tenuous hold on power. British lawmakers had been scheduled to vote on Tuesday on the agreement Mrs. May had reached with the bloc for Britain's withdrawal, or Brexit. In changing course so late, Mrs. May has left the country without any clear way forward after an agonizing battle over an issue that has gripped British society for nearly 3 years. The question facing the United Kingdom remains as straightforward and yet as divisive as it was when a small but clear majority of voters called for breaking with the European Union. It is possible we have a smooth and orderly divorce from Europe that will not cause a sudden break in all political and economic ties and also spare the British economy. The answer for now seems to be a resounding no, and the country's future is as uncertain as ever. But the opposition to her plan is also a rebuke to Mrs. May herself. After years of talking the talk of a hardliner, insisting that no deal was better than a bad deal, Mrs. May showed up with a compromise that seemed to anger everyone on all sides of the debate. While a strong prime minister with reserves of political capital might also find it impossible to escape the political quicksand that is Brexit, Mrs. May has few allies, even among her own party, and is facing constant speculation that she could confront a no-confidence vote. She is hanging on only because her party cannot agree on an alternative. In this reality, no plan and political paralysis means Britain could be staring at a hard break on March 29. That would mean that suddenly, in one dramatic moment, Britain's time would run out, and it would lose much of its economic and political links to Europe. Banking, trade, travel, the border between Ireland and Northern Ireland, all would possibly change overnight. With the news of the postponed vote, the British pound lost about 1% of its value against the euro, and the United States dollar, falling to its lowest level in more than a year and a half. Responding to news of the delayed vote, Gary Verhofstadt, the European Parliament's representative in the Brexit negotiations, wrote on Twitter, "I can't follow anymore."